ANANOVA, as you have learned, allows you to examine multiple means at once. This means that if you obtain a significant F ratio, you reject the null hypothesis and conclude that the means are not all equal. However, how do you know which means are significantly different? For instance, what if drug A was different from drug B but not drug C? You therefore need to run a post hoc test, which examines the specific differences between the means that contributed to the overall F ratio. There are many different types of post hoc tests, each with its own assumptions. To understand the general steps of a post hoc test, let's re-examine the case study on treating depression with various methods. In this example, a post hoc test would consist of the following steps. Recall that in the case study, Smith hypothesizes that psychotherapy works better for treating depression than the drug therapy, and that both the treatments work better than the placebo treatment. There are, therefore, three means that are being compared. To fully test this hypothesis, Smith would have to first perform ANANOVA to see whether there are any differences between her three groups. However, this is not a complete picture of what is happening, as it will only reveal if there is an overall effect. If the ANOVA suggests that there are some differences, Smith would follow up with a post hoc test to test her specific hypotheses. In other words, she would compare the psychotherapy and drug therapy groups because she believes that psychotherapy treats depression better than the drug therapy. Then she would compare the drug therapy group to the placebo group and the psychotherapy group to the placebo group because she believes that both the treatments are better than placebo.